When the Dan Patrick Show ends,
it's over.
The box score begins.
Nothing is over! Nothing!
Join Pauly, Seton, Fritzy, McLovin, and host Brock.
Woo! Woo! Woohoo!
Every day they react to the day's events.
McLovin, do you feel any cooler after doing all that?
And plan for Brock's death.
He's coming to my house, grab my computer, and go throw it off the end of a pier. That's all I ask.
What have I done?
Go to podcast1.com/boxscore to hear every show.
Buying a car can be a stressful experience, but TrueCar is changing car buying forever. Every day, TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Some features not available in all states. In the first 6 months of this year, over 275,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three steps. Go to TrueCar.com, find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for, then register at TrueCar.com to see the upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
This is Corolla Digital. Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on mandate. Get it on. Welcome to the show, kiddies. Thank you so much for supporting us. Thanks so much for clicking through our Amazon banner and putting a little wind in the sails of the pirate ship. And also, thank you so much for, what's that part? What do they need to do? Ah, well, not the Amazon banner. What's the other thing?
Let's support the people that support the show.
Yeah, PayPal.
Support the product.
Where is that? Am I missing that?
It's not up there.
Oh, all right. That I like. Amazon's nice, but the PayPal's a little more proactive.
Direct.
Yeah, subscribe, you know.
It's a direct tip of the hat.
Yeah, what's a therapist cost? How do you get to that thing, Gary?
What do it's you on do? Our website at theadamanddrdrewshow.com.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much. Dr. Drew, how are you feeling, man?
I can't believe we're in the same room together.
I know.
What
it's been so
is
long.
That?
Well, busy, busy, busy.
Good times, huh?
Good times. I just got back from... you tell me what you think about this.
Yeah.
And tell me if you think this is where we're heading as a society, because this is my new sort of decree.
You're complaining about where we're headed?
No.
This is new?
My new thing, it's a version of just driving through left turn arrows.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
On the way here today, there were cars stacked up in the left turn lane. I just drove around
them.
And just turned in front of them. Right. And it gets
civil disobedience. Appropriate. Civil disobedience is
yeah.
a rule.
Hey, I wouldn't even, you know, my whole thing is it's not even really civil disobedience because it's something that didn't exist 6 years ago.
But it's a law that you're disregarding for appropriate reasons.
Right, right. But, you know what I mean? Like, you know, taxes have been around for a while. And
yeah.
I understand the shared purpose in taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a moral obligation to pay your taxes. Sure, you don't want to pay your taxes, but you do want your kids to go to a decent school, don't
you? Right.
You know, all that stuff. Fine. But the fucking arrows and the, I don't know, you can't light a cigarette on the beach or whatever. You can't have a beer on the beach. To me, that's just take the beer, pour it in the fucking Pepsi can and walk out on the beach. You know,
it's become weirdly tyrannical, hasn't it? It's a word I keep using.
What it's going to make criminals out of all of us.
Right.
Because eventually everyone's just going to go, fuck it. I want to live my life. What I did and, click on the PayPal button and subscribe. It's good juju, we've decided. I was just sitting in the edit bay.
Yeah.
And I was putting together the opening sequence of my movie Road Hard, and it's a lot. People don't realize how much and how much time you spend. Oh, there's the color correction, and there's this correction, and the sound mix, and that, you know, you sit in a dark room for hours on end. You comb through 8 minutes at a time. It takes you a day to do 8 minutes at a time. It's very tedious. And it's just a lot of, geez, what color should we go with the graphic? Should it pop up later, earlier, bigger, smaller, whatever? And then you get this one. You know, it says, produced, written, directed by Adam Carolla and Kevin Hench. And everything looks great, fine. And then you get the writers union's not going to let us do this.
Because you're not in the writers union?
No, I'm in the writers union. Oh. I don't want to be in the writers union. I don't have a choice.
Right.
Somebody really needs to examine the legality of being basically shanghaied into a fucking union you want no part of. And first off, all you pussy slash a-holes are out there that are like, well, who just paid for your teeth cleaning yesterday? I would have paid the $121 out of my own fucking pocket and then gladly saved a ton of bread on the dues I pay to the fucking union anyway, or I'll just buy my own insurance. How about that? And save a shitload of money. I love this thing of like, yeah, well, who's paying for my car insurance? The union? Because if the union paid for my car insurance, it'd be an extra $1,000 a month. I'd rather just go out and shop my own car insurance,
yeah,
or my homeowner's insurance.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's paying for that?
Yeah,
this, well, notion,
you're entitled.
Of
you're entitled.
How is it? All right, so if something happens to me where I cut myself, I'll just fucking bleed out in my backyard without the fucking writers union or SAG.
Yeah,
like I would get.
You'd be afraid to go to the hospital.
Well, I have car insurance, homeowner's insurance, earthquake insurance, flood insurance. I have a whole bunch of different insurance that I pay for. I would pay for health insurance.
Of course.
And I'd save a shitload of money over the fucking dues I pay those assholes that I want no part of. Also, when the chicken shit pussies say, well, now, who's guaranteeing you're getting $521 the next time you do Jimmy Kimmel Live? A, who gives a shit? And B, who gives a shit? And then C, when I do a commercial or anything of that nature, somebody calls my agent. And my agent negotiates it. It has nothing to do with the union minimum or whatever SAG has decided I should get paid for the day. That's James Baby Doll Dixon and fucking Nintendo or whoever's doing whatever entity wants Adam Carolla to be the voice of a fucking turtle or whatever it is. Go talk to Dixon. He'll figure it out. We don't need this fucking third party to make sure there's a meal penalty if I don't eat trail mix in the first 4 hours. But either way, I'm sitting in the edit bay, and again, this is sort of like my right turn thing, or left turn, right and left turn thing, which is, I said, the guy turned to me, he's producing the thing, and he said, yeah, we got a problem with this card, credit, you know.
Yeah.
I said, what's the problem? Well, union's not going to let you say produced, written, and directed. I said, why not? I don't know. They got a problem with it. I said, well, fuck them. It's my fucking movie. By the way, did they pay for my fucking movie? I don't think they did. I paid for my fucking movie. And whose fucking studio is this? And whose edit bay is this? And whose fucking computer is that? And whose graphic guy is it? So I think they should go fuck themselves. And we'll just do whatever we do. And then they'll do what?
Fine you.
This fucking... First off, they're impotent douchebags who couldn't do anything. They really can't do shit. And if everyone just went, fuck it, and just said, fuck you, just do your own thing.
There's something in that generally these days.
Well, this is my endeavor.
Yeah.
I'll put whoever the fuck I want on here.
So your left turn, that's why the left turn thing figures into this. That's just another version of fuck it.
Well, fuck it. I'm 50 years old. I'm not fucking dancing to the retarded piper anymore. I'm fucking done. I'll just do whatever the fuck I want. And you know what? Never gotten a ticket. And as far as the union goes, you guys can fuck yourselves.
But don't you think we live in a time, we've talked about this before, where, you know, people have to extract blood if you do get in harm's way, if you get in somebody's crosshairs. Do you read about in the paper this morning, some guy...
By the way, never start a sentence to me about read about
okay,
or
okay.
paper.
Did you hear about? a guy that was in the paper this morning or recently where he kicked a cat and somebody put it up on YouTube or something. Did you hear what happened?
Well, let me just say
this. The guy's going to prison.
Can I say this? Because we've completely lost our moral compass. I'm the only one left on the planet who understands the difference between
kicking a cat and kicking a kid.
Cat and ISIS. I really am. If you showed a guy beheading a reporter from ISIS and then a guy kicking a cat and showed it to, first off, 100% of women would side with ISIS. 100%. Except for Janet Reno. I think she'd be the only one who would side with,
okay,
with
the guy. Maybe Madeline Albright.
There's a couple out there. There's a couple out there that won. But almost 99.7% of women would side with ISIS over, I'd say, if they cut it right before the guy's head came off.
Yeah.
Like if they just showed the sword being swung at his head and it just hard out right before it made contact.
Who's the worst person? That guy or the guy kicking the cat?
I think with most women I know, you'd get a lot of ties. Like, they're both heinous individuals. Okay, that's number one. All I've ever said to people is, like, show me the bodies. You know, when they go, this guy's I'm morally outraged. You know, all right, I don't even know where to begin. This whole thing. Well, you know where it started? It started with, you're racist. You're sexist. I'm racist. I'm sexist. What have I done?
Wait, let me tell you what really started. It started with, this is really, if you really want to take it back, it's, you're a communist. Mm-hmm. Then that got burned out.
Right.
Then it's, you're a sexist. Then it's, you're a racist. Now it's, you're an animal hater.
Right. But can I say this?
But let me just say the one thing. So what I don't understand is there's no gradations. There's no...
That's stupidity. That's what you do when you're stupid.
You and I advocate animal rights. Would you not agree? We advocate. We love our animals. You spent a fortune on Molly, for Christ's sake. You put your money where your mouth is.
I've spent $50,000 on my dog.
So we love our animals.
I talked to her last night, by the way, and told her it was okay to go. I did. She's fucking covered in cancerous tumors. She's laying there on the ground having trouble breathing. And I fucking leaned over to her and just went, you know, Molly, if you want to leave, you know, now would be a decent... Would not be a bad time for you to go.
I see a ventilator.
She's wearing two socks and a fucking t-shirt.
She's gonna be.
Oh, she's going Terry Schiavo on us. Spend $100,000 a year to have her hooked up. I'll try to unplug it. There'll be a court order from Florida.
You'll be the next cat kicking guy. But here's the deal. So we love our animals. I support animal rights. I work for PETA.
Why do we even have to preface this with we love animals?
That's why we're having this. Because somebody's going to go, you don't understand. You hate animals. You fucker. If you don't toe the line exactly to the mat, you're an asshole.
It doesn't even matter.
It's so weird. People don't even understand where they have allies anymore.
Oh, forget your fucking history. I mean, look, I've said, and you know this, Drew.
Yeah.
Who has said more positive things about gay people than me over the last 15 years?
I think you have originally, maybe 15 years ago, declared that the world would be so much better if we were all gay men.
I've said...
There'd be lots of conservation. There'd be...
In my book...
Saved money. There'd be education.
I got a fucking book. Go find that goddamn book. I think maybe in 50 years we'll all be chicks.
Yeah,
but it basically just says, look, I live in Los Angeles. There's a street. The street is called Santa Monica Boulevard. Go to Santa Monica and Western. Let's just pretend you're a fucking alien. Just be an alien, Drew.
Yeah.
Go to Santa Monica and Western. Santa Monica and Western. And Gary, you can find out. You tell me how far away Santa Monica and Western is from Santa Monica and, I'd say, La Cienega, where it begins.
Crescent Heights.
No, not Crescent Heights, even. I won't go back that far.
Okay. All right.
I'll just go Santa Monica. It's spilling past La Cienega, but you go to Western and Santa Monica, and it looks like Tijuana. There's just guys, Mexicans, just selling fruit and fucking corn and ghetto dogs on the corner and pinatas, and there's fucking trash and gum everywhere.
Check cashing places on the corner.
There's just, it's just like, it's Tijuana.
Yeah.
It just looks like fucking Tijuana. That's all it is. It's a whole little underground black market of just people out, literally out on the street just selling shit like they did 200 years ago. That's what Tijuana looks like. There's going to be little girls selling chiclets on the streets of Los Angeles. I'll laugh it up, big boy. 10 years ago, there was no
fruit.
Was a thousand.
Vendors.
Oh, 10 years, that's all there. Look, Santa Monica, they used to just serve popsicles. The Mexicans would push around the carts, they'd sell popsicles. Now it's fine dining. It's hot food. There's chafing dishes going on. I mean, it's propane tanks. The guys are cooking out and serving it up, by the way. It's completely unregulated, because why would you want to regulate food that goes into consumers' mouths? But either way, it is Tijuana. That is what Western and Santa Monica is.
Yeah.
Now, you go 2.6 miles to the south and or west, depending on which.
I think it's sort of west.
It's west.
Yeah. You go west 2.6 miles, and it turns into fucking Shangri-La. Well, you're in the south of France.
Yes.
Why is that?
A lot of rainbows.
Gay guys. They make every area better. Silver Lake was a pile of shit. Silver Lake was gangbanger central 10, 12 years ago. Gays moved in, took it over. Now it's a bunch of nice shops, people walking around. Home fucking, do you know what the value of houses? My sister and her husband bought their first house in Silver Lake, up the hill a little bit. Very modest place. 1997, 1998,
$116,000. Oh, that's $1 million now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's what the gay... Gays. Now, does any community hate me more than the gay community? No. I'd say I'm number one on their fucking target of people to hate, even though I've been the only one who's advocated for... But I think they should be getting government kickbacks. They don't fucking shit out a bunch of kids. Those kids aren't in the schools. They're not in our prisons. They're not tagging things. They make home values go up and all that kind of stuff. Now, no one has said more of that shit. No, I've made a ton of gay jokes. But what'd you rather? Jokes or... this kind of talk. But point is this.
But here's the deal. You,
hold on. We have the excerpt from the book.
All right.
The gays take care of their homes and their communities. As a group, they care about the environment. They're very civically minded and nonviolent. You don't need to worry about a gay guy putting a knife in your back at the ATM. Plus, they leave all the chicks for me. Hold this page up and high-five it. You want to live in the gay parts of town. If you live in L.A., all you need to know about the gays versus other groups can be determined by a drive down Santa Monica Boulevard. Santa Monica Boulevard is a long, filthy, graffiti-covered stretch of asphalt that cuts through the heart of Los Angeles. Except for the two-mile stretch that has medians with green grass, spotless sidewalks, and happy couples strolling with lap dogs, and laptops. Al Gore is obsessed with big business and its carbon footprint. I'm obsessed with groups and their social footprint. And the gays have a small social footprint. This is a stereotype they've earned, and it's a good one. But another not-so-good one they've earned is full-on display at the Pride Parades.
All right. So there's a joke at the end.
Yeah.
And with two paragraphs of these
praise,
people are here.
Praise.
But doesn't matter. But, I'm number one on their hit list.
Well, but here's where you get yourself in trouble.
But by the way. Glad you can go fuck yourself. I don't care.
You've in the 3 weeks we've been apart, and by the way, thank you to Lavelle Crawford and Orlando Jones for filling in for Adam Crowley. Did an amazing
and so
job.
The guy who kicked this cat, and I want to talk about the gradations.
Okay, we'll talk about gradation. We'll talk about the cat. But,
Jim Jeffries, too.
Jim Jeffries?
Filling it.
Oh, is he? Jesus, I can't even remember. It was so far back.
Mindy Sterling.
Mindy Sterling. Yeah, oh, Mindy Sterling did. Yes, Mindy did. And Mindy was great. You get yourself in trouble when you, and this may be something in your perceptual system that is mm-hmm. affecting you here. Mm-hmm. When you say the gays or the blacks or the Jews or the Mexicans, that's immediately people get on their teeth.
They're in trouble with the Jews.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you can't.
I do.
Well, you
any trouble with the Jews?
No. I mean,
well, then why the Jews? No trouble, but the blacks and the Mexicans trouble.
I'm just saying. You don't,
just saying what?
If you don't want the trouble, maybe
I don't get trouble from the Jews.
Well, if
how come?
Maybe you don't say anything sufficiently disparaging.
Yeah, that's
but
it. That's it.
In addition to your praise,
that's it, Drew. We all know that's the reason why.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know.
They're doing great.
Well, they're busy. That's part
of it. Oh, what? Drew, what are you saying? You're saying that blacks and Mexicans aren't busy?
All right.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Have fun.
All right. The point is that you it gets people uncomfortable when you start with that. So why not?
Good. They can fuck themselves. It doesn't make them uncomfortable.
It does. Makes me uncomfortable to hear it.
I got fucking three Mexicans. Oh, shut the fuck up.
No, that's true.
Oh, it makes you uncomfortable because you're condescending.
No, no. Oh, I see what you're saying. But I
said the Polish or the Greeks, would you have a problem? No. Of course not. But you don't think these people can speak for themselves.
It's an interesting thing. And
it's not interesting.
A nationality as opposed to a race or a creed is a little different. It's different.
Okay.
Listen, Adam, I'm trying to help.
Don't help me. I got a fucking pirate ship.
Am I lying? Am I speaking? Am I just speaking out of my
ass? Yes, you are. He said I get in trouble with the Jews.
No, no, no. I said you make people uncomfortable when you use
that. You said I got in trouble at the beginning.
You get in trouble with people when you use.
Fuck people in their comfort level, by the way. Uncomfortable.
Well, you're asking, you started with a proposition, like who speaks more glowingly about the gays than me? And I said, you absolutely heap praise. The reason they don't hear it is because you qualify.
No, it's because I'm on the right and they cannot be friends with anyone on the right.
Let me ask something.
Listen.
Yeah.
By the way, they discriminate more than any other group. They cannot hear the voice of anyone on the right and agree with it, because if you're on the right, you're a bad person.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you really on the right?
Did you understand
that? Yes, I understand, but I'm going to ask you this. Are you really on the right, or are you a libertarian now?
Well, I'm a libertarian, I'm not
on
the left.
I think the left and right can start to get together on libertarianism a little bit. I think there's a unity that you can start to call for, Adam, that your philosophy will appeal to both sides if you put it under that sort of heading.
Nobody's going to listen to me on any side about anything clear thinking people.
And
that
I, on both
listen
sides,
to this podcast.
And I think libertarianism appeals.
I'm not
to
interested
now.
In appealing to anybody anymore. Everyone can go.
You've
fuck.
You've gotten angry in the month that I've been going.
No, I'm just.
You
I'm
have.
Done.
Work too hard. How was your party last weekend?
You'd like to. You're pretending that
pretending.
I think I'm in trouble or
no,
I care.
No, no,
I don't
no,
give
no,
a
no,
fuck.
No. I know you don't care.
All right. So there you go. The
all
thus,
right, gradation and cats.
All the thus.
Gradation and cats.
All the thus can fuck themselves. I don't care.
All right.
Now
gradation.
Gradations. First off, I've been doing this for a long time, which
what?
Is like, well, I keep saying, like, where are the bodies? Where are the bodies? You know, when there's a news story, oh, this happened, oh, that's happened. But where are the bodies? Where are the bodies? No one can produce bodies.
Well, can I suggest? Well, go ahead, finish.
But I'm just saying, we're all just running around with our heads cut off going, oh, Fukushima, oh, Fukushima, oh, and I'm like, okay, where are the bodies? Where are the bodies? I'm not saying it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it wasn't a disaster. I just want to know where the bodies are. Show me the bodies. Can never find the body count with a lot of stuff. Then when it comes to kicking the cat, I don't have to preface this with the, oh, first off, everyone should know that I love animals. First off, gives a fuck what you think about me and animals. I don't know anyone who doesn't love animals. I truly don't. I know people who express their relationship with animals in different ways. I know guys who go bow hunting, and then they shoot an elk, and then they eat it. And then Pam Anderson goes nuts. But on the other hand, a lot of those same people would go to and eat an In-N-Out burger. So I don't know what the fucking difference is. I don't look at, you know, I'm also one of these guys that doesn't look, I don't ascribe things to, you know, it's like, I don't think a giant tuna is that much more majestic than a fucking chicken. I don't know why you're so much more evolved when you're eating a piece of tuna than me eating a piece of chicken. Anyway, with all that aside, I don't have to explain to anybody about love of animals or who, nobody hates animals. They really don't. The guy kicked the fucking cat. I probably wouldn't go over and buy the guy a beer. But on the other hand, who gives a fuck? He kicked a cat. I don't give a shit. Animals, the time we talked about this, 10,000 cats died, and no one gives a fuck. They come and they go. You kick a cat, you fucking kick a cat. Now,
and yet people want the right to beat their kids right. with a stick.
I'm much more worried about kids than I am about cats.
No, but how does it work that if somebody saw somebody take a switch and beat a dog, there would be universal outrage. But for the kid, hey, it's my right to parent, man.
Well,
it's so weird.
I don't want to correct you, but I would say this. If Alec Baldwin hit his kid with a switch, there would be outrage. And if Alec Baldwin hit his dog or his cat with a switch, there'd be outrage. And there'd be the same amount of outrage. That's the problem I have. Maybe a little bit more with the dog and the cat.
Right.
But if they showed him beating his kid with a switch, there'd be outrage. But there'd be the same amount.
Were you aware of the NFL thing this last week where the guy beats the shit out of a kid, so his balls bled and his anus bled from the thing? And that guy's walking around. The kid that kicked the cat is going to prison.
No, I understand. Okay, I agree with you on that statement. And Adrian Peterson's gotten a fair amount of shit for what he's done.
Yes.
Okay, but what I'm saying is it's just on my Alec Baldwin.
Okay, all right.
Alec Baldwin kicks a cat. Alec Baldwin kicks his kid. There would be the same amount of outrage. The same.
Yeah.
And all I do is walk around all day and go, why? And everyone goes, and then they always ask the same question. So you think it's okay to kick a cat? Yeah, that's what I do. I used to play a game when I was in junior high called Kick the Cat. We didn't have cans. We kicked the cat.
Or
no, I have cats. I had cats. I love cats. No. By the way, I appreciate you asking this super fucking retarded question that's trying to get me to slip up and seem like
what's that word you just used?
Kookababa. Well, first off, who are all the dicks out there that are like, oh, so you think it's a good thing to kick cats?
You know what's fucking
crazy? That's exactly what I said, fucking idiot.
We've been doing this podcast together, what, 2 years? Year and a half?
Yeah.
Things have not gotten better. They've gotten worse. Significantly.
Well, here's the problem. Here is the problem.
They're not
listening
to you.
The problem is no one's listening to me, and everyone is a scared bitch. And so what happens is they run the footage of the guy kicking the cat on the evening news or on the Huffington Post or on wherever they run it. And then when they come back to the studio, everybody's morally outraged. Now, if there was one guy who had the fucking balls or one woman who had the clitoris to fucking just stand up and go, we had a cat when I was a kid. My dad kicked it once when he was drunk, but the cat's fine. You know, I mean, look, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but I think we should focus on ISIS or maybe Darfur. That person would be fired from their job. That person's scared to speak
up. But that's why they're scared. This stuff.
That's why they're scared. But that's why I got a pirate ship.
I know,
bitches.
But not everyone's lucky.
Not lucky.
People have material.
What luck?
Material effects
luck.
Upon their life.
Luck.
You're luck. You, stop it.
How'd this fucking console get here?
You built it.
Is that lucky,
sir?
I got lucky with my router.
No, you're lucky that you have such great ability.
I'm lucky that I have great ability. Yeah, you're lucky to be a doctor. You're lucky some of you read
I'm
all those books.
I'm not lucky that I fucking can't build a fucking, I can't hammer a nail
no,
to a piece
of wood.
I'm not
lucky. I fucking did it for 15 years.
I understand. I
in
get
lieu
your
point. Of other things that would have been much more enjoyable.
Jacking off?
No, I managed
Napping.
To squeeze that in. The point is this. We have lost our fucking ability. I've been complaining about this forever. Everything is a 10. And the moral outrage.
Yeah, but people get material affected. Poor Rob Schneider had expressed an opinion about vaccines. He has a right to do that. He lost his job.
Well,
that's it. Now,
okay. All right. Let me say this. First off, couple things. Thank you for helping me build this pirate ship. Thank you for spreading the word. Thank you for participating and supporting our sponsors and doing all that you do to make this happen, because I cannot lose my job because everyone can go fuck themselves because it's my pirate ship. Now, when you decide to sign up with Procter & Gamble or Geico or whoever the fuck, Madison Avenue, whatever you're going to shill for, and you say something, and I agree, you should be able to express your opinion, but you've made a deal, essentially, which is these people are going to pay you tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars to talk about their whatever. And if Miller Lite paid me $1 million to be the Miller Lite spokesperson, and me and Jimmy went out and shot a round of golf, which we know we're never going to do because we're so fucking busy, but we did. And somebody handed me a Heineken,
and I
knew it was in my contract not to drink that Heineken,
don't
but I went, fuck it, I'm having a Heineken.
Yeah.
And somebody took a picture of it and tweeted it out there, and the guys over at Miller saw it, and they said, you know what, Adam, we're cutting you loose. Well, you know what? It is my right to have a Heineken on the golf course, and it's their right to cut me loose for drinking a Heineken on the golf course. I'm with that. I mean, I agree. It's Rob Schneider's right to have his opinion.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, everyone's uptight. Everyone's a mess. Corporate America's fucking insane. And they will shit can you over anything.
But the reason they that it even attracted their attention is that people made such a fucking deal of it. They wouldn't stop until he lost his job. Until there's
right.
blood. Until it's a mob. I've said this a million times.
Right. Now, what was his job, by the way? He was working for a syringe company?
I don't know what it was. It was Allstate Insurance, I think. It was an insurance company.
Oh, insurance company. Yeah. Okay. So, look. Yeah. When you take those kinds of gigs, they're sweet gigs.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just, whether you're the voice of the Affleck duck or whatever it is,
yeah.
it's a sweet fucking gig. Unfortunately, you can lose that sweet gig if you talk about your feelings about vaccinations. And look, Drew, you can talk about caning. Would you? What if Adrian Peterson did commercials for Allstate?
Would I have an objection to that?
Yeah. Would you?
No, I would not object to his right to have a job. And I wouldn't complain about it till he got fired. I would just talk about the problem.
Would you have different feelings with Rob Schneider versus Adrian Peterson as a spokesperson?
I would wonder
company.
About Allstate and their judgment of what
more
they were
so
up to.
More so than you would with Rob Schneider.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But arguably, Rob Schneider's decree could cost more lives. Ooh.
Well, that
moral dilemma.
Well, no. I was going to when you said where are the bodies. I was thinking about the anti-vaccine people because they're going to be bodies. So.
Well, there you go. He did was tan the hide of his kid.
Well, but there are you know how that keeps on giving.
Then he tans the hide of the next kid.
Yeah,
understood.
And the criminal
but this is bodies.
Yeah,
all right, give it some thought. Look, now I want to see video of the guy kicking the cat. Here's the thing. You and I are the same.
Careful.
No. We can agree.
Yes.
I mean, you talk to, you know, there's a poll, sort of famous poll, where they said to people, if a stranger and your dog fell into the lake and you could only save one, who would you do? And they'd go, well, I'd do my dog over the stranger.
Right.
That is a complete loss of moral compass, if you ask me. And my thing, which is, everyone's gone insane. First off, we shouldn't have to preface everything with, I'm not a racist, but I believe the black community would be helped with, I don't hate animals.
Listen, it's the same thing as if it were 1953 and you said, I'm not a communist, but you know, it's the same thing. You have to. Or they fucking have.
Do you know anyone who's a racist? Do you know anyone who's truly homophobic? Do you know anyone who hates animals? Other than weirdos you've interviewed on your Fakakta show. You don't.
I
you don't know anybody.
I don't have any in my circle now.
You don't know anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know people have made racist jokes.
Yeah.
You know people have fucked around and done this and that. But you know anyone truly acted on anything.
No, overtly racist. No. I know people are sort of insensitive and unsophisticated.
Well, yeah, but I mean gone out and done something about it.
No.
Okay. The point is, look, I don't know anyone who's any of these things. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
Not saying they don't exist. I don't know them.
Right. You don't hang with them. Yeah.
They don't exist to the extent that we make them exist. That's sort of like shark attacks. We love talking about it, but truly doesn't happen as much as
you're about as likely to get hit by an asteroid.
Right. All right. So let's see.
Oh, this is the cat?
Let's see the cat.
God, there it is. It's a pretty hefty
kick.
Well,
that was a
pretty substantial.
Why did the guy punt it? Why did the guy, homeless guy, fair caught the cat? Why did the guy kick the cat?
I don't know.
And that was a pretty fucking healthy kick.
Yeah, pretty dramatic.
He gave no motivation.
No motivation.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen cats jump off of roofs 1,000 times and land on the lawn or the driveway or even jump off a second story, like even climbed up a tree and then sort of punched out about 12 feet up and sort of landed sideways and been fine. So is the cat fine?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. To me, I don't care about the cat. I care about this guy's kids because we got a guy who's having impulse control issues.
Not just his kids. How about the community there?
And
all right. That's interesting. That's good.
And the community. Yeah. Yes.
What I think it is, it's not so much as that people put cats and kids in the same regard. I mean, they do, but it's more of the cat and a kid are equally helpless and innocent in the situation. I think that's why people are outraged.
I know, but as I've said many times, let's just talk water. Just talk water. Just tell you how people are wired. I moved, but my old house had a swimming pool, and the swimming pool had a gate that led to it.
And we've heard this story a few times.
I know. And that gate was left open nonstop. But my wife was obsessed with the vegetable and fruit wash spray that she had on the sink. Now, is she a bad person? No. Who loves my kids more than my wife?
Right.
She's obsessed with them.
Yeah.
But somehow, the gardener leaving the gate open and the kids drowning in the pool didn't resonate the way the vegetable wash did.
That's how
we're wired.
Yeah, our brains are fucked up that way. Yeah.
Well, not mine.
Yeah, I know.
Not mine.
I know.
Not mine.
We can't. Here's what we can't assess. Really.
You know what? You know what's going on?
Hmm.
What's the name of the book you read from?
In 50 Years, We'll All Be Chicks.
Chicks are wired that way. Hold on. They're wired in a sense where the fruit wash is as important as the gardener shutting the gate. Or at least it's immediate. It's in front of my face. Right. It's going into my child's mouth. It's not. I'm glad that my wife is wired the way she's wired because nobody loves those fucking kids like she loves those kids, and nobody's more nurturing and nobody makes a better mother. But that, in terms of fighting ISIS versus kicking cats, is not a good wiring. The pool is infinitely more dangerous and profoundly, and it can't even be measured. To say it's 10 times more dangerous than the fruit, whatever the fruit poses in terms of danger,
I would argue,
is unfair.
I would argue.
And here's what I'm saying. Dudes are turning into chicks.
Okay.
Dudes used to be dudes.
I would argue that evolution is a perfect instrument and that the women evolved that way to be so focused on the children they never walked through the fucking gate. And
that's fine. But when did the dudes start to become the chicks? Because that's the big problem. You see, we need... No, here's what we need. We need chicks and we need dudes. We need which is what my wife does, which is insanely important to my kids. And we also need what I do, which is insanely important to the kids.
Okay.
And I'm fucking tired of everyone discounting what the guy does, which is fucking provide everything you give to those kids. Okay. And other things as well.
Unless the mom is doing that these days.
Thank you. Now shut up. Just listen to me. We need women and we need men. At a certain point recently, we decided, you helped, by the way, with this, Drew, that somehow women had a much more evolved point of view,
oh, yeah.
and we should all start going that direction.
Yeah.
So it used to be men on the right side of the road, women on the left side of the road. But then somebody stood in the middle of the road and went, you know what, these women, they're so much better. They're so much more evolved. They think more clearly, and they think with their heart. And we need – so. And then they went, come on, fellas. Let's get over here. Put out those cigars. Put down those pipes and cigarettes. Put down that brandy snifter. Put down your weapons. No more war. Let's go over here. Let's be like this. And we all started going that direction. And now it's a problem. Because we need both. And it's starting the seesaw. We need a nice balance. And it's starting to lean this way. And the balance, by the way, couldn't go wrong both directions.
Right.
I don't want to come home and see my wife feverishly building something in the garage and the kids crying in the kitchen going, where's dinner? I don't want to see her slid under a car putting a cat back exhaust system on and my kids going, where's mommy? Oh, she's out in the garage. She's obsessed with dropping a new cold air intake on her Audi. I don't want that either. I want the balance. We've lost the balance. And by the way, we look at the balance and losing the balance, we look at that as progress. That ain't progress. It's not going to help. It ain't going to help raise the kids, and it sure as fuck ain't going to help win any wars or defeat ISIS.
Read that
All right,
copy.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with your phone calls after this.
Hey, you guys, it's me, Allison, from Allison Rosen is your new best friend. I'm sitting here with this week's guest, Jerry Ferrara. Jerry, why should they listen this week?
They should listen because I drove here to do the podcast with a broken rib, and they should totally find out how I broke my rib.
Subscribe to Allison Rosen is your new best friend on iTunes or go to AllisonRosen.com. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. I love you. Allison's your new
best friend. Buying a car can be a stressful experience, but True Car is changing car buying forever. Every day, TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Some features not available in all states. In the first 6 months of this year, over 275,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three steps. Go to TrueCar.com. Find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see the upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com. Ah, Prosper.com. What if in 72 hours you could have 35 grand in your cold little fingers?
What? How's that possible?
Well, I'll tell you how. Tell you what you can do. I don't know. Maybe start a business, do some home improvement. Prosper.com, peer-to-peer lending, connecting borrowers like you with investors. No outrageous fees, no raising interest rates. You'll never set foot in a bank. Just go to Prosper.com/Adam. Check your rate instantly. It's not going to affect your credit score. Go there and check your rate. Go to Prosper.com. And by the way, they're offering my listeners a $50 prepaid Visa gift card when you get a loan. So go to prosper.com/Adam. Check your rate. Drew.
Other restrictions apply. See site for details. Gift card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, pursuant to license from Visa USA, Inc. All personal loans are made by Web Bank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right. Calls. So, calls.
Start at the top.
Jim, Phoenix, 49.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. Dr. Drew.
Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about free speech, etc. But why does Bill Simmons get suspended for 3 weeks for saying Roger Goodell's a liar, but yet he could have a 20-minute conversation with Adam about jizz and no repercussions?
No, there were repercussions. I got pink eye, number one. Oh, yeah. We were doing it. We weren't just talking about
it. Right, of course.
I don't just talk the
Flinging
talk.
It, yeah. Walk the... I'd get your eye.
No, he was banned from doing this show.
Forever?
For the foreseeable future, as I recall. So I don't mean to shit on your point, and it's still valid, but they were not happy about him coming on this show. There were consequences, not suspensions, consequences.
But why does saying Roger Goodell's a liar get him 3 weeks? Actually, what I want to hear is Adam call the ESPN pussies a couple more times.
Well, I've been calling them pussies. Look, they're...
I know. Do it again.
Look. They have a sport. Drew, yeah. Remember we do Loveline? Remember back in the day we do Loveline, and we could never get hockey players on?
Yeah.
And I was like, why is the NHL so uptight?
Right.
Well, the reason, it's called overcompensation.
Yeah.
You have a business where people punch each other in the face, and they smack a puck around, and it's a brutal sport, and they overcompensate. Football, as I said, is just basically felons running into each other at high speed. And now what we do is we have to pretend like they're squeaky clean. It's, you feel the overcompensation coming off of them?
Off the NFL? Or the NHL?
Yeah, the NFL, NHL, like whatever. Like what I'm saying is...
I just feel the NFL has to like accommodate what they're dealing with. They have to have a proper policy to deal with the population they've got. You know what I mean? They're just behind.
Yeah,
and the NHL was overcompensating.
But they over... No, they both overcompensate, which is... They have a look. It's the UFC is the UFC. It's guys punching each other in the face, and they don't make any fucking bones about it. They don't.
The NHL have to pretend they're a bunch of gentlemen.
Right. No. And UFC just, and it's probably why it's overtaken a lot of sports, boxing included, is like the number one combat sport for sure, which is UFC is just fucking the UFC. Like, hey, we got a bit, here's our game. Guys punching people in the face. Porn is just porn.
Yeah.
But as I've said, take a look at something like the booze business.
Yeah.
Well, there's no such thing as a booze commercial says it'll get you fucked up.
Yeah.
What do? It's good times, people on the beach.
Great, tastes great.
Drinking responsibly. Yeah. It's less filling. Goes smooth.
You're not allowed to even take a sip on camera. You can't actually drink in the commercial.
Wow.
Right. So what do we have? Bunch of thin, good-looking young people not taking sips of the product on camera? What other product, whether it's dishwashing detergent...
Or peanut butter,
do we not show it being spread on or the kids eating it happily? Well, what's booze do? Well, booze wildly overcompensates for the only reason they're on the planet, which is to fuck people up. So what do? They do commercials that pretend like it's about friends and good times. There's no booze commercial that shows a guy drinking alone. And if it was, they couldn't show him hold it up.
We're so crazy with the tobacco, the booze, and the cannabis, how we fucking relate to
the NFL is like the booze in that they have a brutal sport with a lot of fucking bad guys in it. And when somebody says anything, they just fucking come down on them like a hammer as if they're not what they are. There's overcompensation going on in that sport. All right. But anyway, back to the original question. I don't even know what that was.
You just call ESPN a pussy.
All right. They're pussies. All right. Thank you.
Go next one.
Best friend, female, Matthew. Hey, man. Matthew, Texas, 33.
Hey, Span True. Glad you guys are both back.
What's happening?
By the way, I just want to say I've been listening to a lot of the classic Love Lines, and it's hilarious to me in retrospect how Adam would get pissed off at Drew, you know, what is this, almost 20 years later for doing the same things that Drew does now, like knocking the microphone, all those kinds of things.
Yeah. My learning curve is very steep. Thank you.
It's lovably funny.
All right.
I have a really good friend. I've known her for probably about 10 years. She got married to a guy. I didn't know him, but good guy, treated her well. They got married, and within a year, and she admitted this to me, she had an affair.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband was suspicious, ended up hiring a PI, and he confronted her with it, and she admitted it. And she admitted it to me as well. And... I was shocked because I would never expect her to do anything like that. And then, you know, in sort of retrospect, after that conversation, I found myself almost mad at her. And I don't know if it's a legitimate thing for me to feel. You know, it doesn't bother, you know, or it doesn't have any effect on me one way
is it,
or another.
Is it, let me ask you this. Is it threatening to you the way she behaved? Not that you're directly involved with her, but does it make you threaten that women can do that and be so seemingly out of the blue?
Oh, sure. I mean, like, that's something that bothers me in general.
Okay. So I think it's more that, and that would piss you off, I could understand. You
well,
know, she
my,
sort of let you
I
down.
Have a question is, would it be different if it was a male friend who was cheating on his wife?
I think it would be the same because my first thought was, I don't want to be friends with people that are cheating on their spouses within a year of marriage.
Yes.
Well, now,
imagine if she kicked a cat while she was fucking another guy.
He'd never speak to her again.
Oh, I would just totally
he'd put her in prison.
Yeah, look, I have a thing, and look, that's fine, Matthew. I have a thing that I just call, like, sort of turn off. You know, the actions that people do that are kind of turn off actions.
Turn off to them as a person. You turn off to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
they so badly let you down that you just you're that person kind of feeling?
No, it's just this sort of thing where it's like it can be as simple as you go out to lunch with a friend, he's going to pay the bill and he just sort of stiffs the waitress on the tip, you know. Just says fuck
a
it.
Tell. It's a tell.
Yeah, just
it's
like a little like I don't like this
but
person.
But I thought you and
or it's like spits their gum out on the sidewalk or starts littering, you know, just driving their car. They're done with their fast food and they don't even break stride. They're still talking to you and throwing the garbage out of the window. And you're like, what are you doing? Why do you?
But some of it sometimes is just out of itness. You can give people a chance to correct, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But let me ask this. We always had hypothesized that women cheat really when their emotional needs are not being met by the man. It really starts with the relationship, right? Would you agree? Or there's something chronically wrong with her where she can't be intimate and has to sabotage the thing.
We have, in a weird way, sort of given women a pass on cheating, which is when a guy cheats, he's a bad guy, he's horny or whatever. When a woman cheats, the guy drove her to do it, which isn't really that fair to guys,
right? And so we heard a lot of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we heard a lot of women who couldn't tolerate intimacy and so would distance themselves by fucking it up. But is there another category that we just don't hear that much about on Loveline? And is this representative of that?
I would say, as the men become more women and women start to become men, as that X I've always spoken about.
So maybe we're seeing more of this.
Men
now
started at one end of the bottom of the giant X, and now we're starting to merge together.
Yeah.
I think there's probably, as women get into
the workplace,
mixed martial arts, combat sports, right, and have six-pack abs and start coming to the workplace, and
I think it's motivated differently with women.
But okay,
it
makes sense that as a woman now comes into the workplace, has a position of authority over, let's say, men or men and women, whatever, and then when she's done, goes and hits the focus pads with her sensei. That woman's going to start producing a little more testosterone, right?
Right. So the question is it that? That's one of the questions I have.
I do think there's some of that. Yeah. All right. I want to thank you guys. First off, Mangria back in a big way. Got the three-pack and shipping's included. Mm. You can't say free shipping, Drew.
And we can't see you drinking it.
I can't see me drinking it, but shipping's included, and get the three-pack and help the pirate ship stay afloat. San Antonio, doing the live show in San Antonio at the Charlene McCombs Empire Theater, and that's October 10th, so come say hi. Mangria is going to be served at the theater, and we're doing a San Antonio Specs wine and liquor thing signing as well. Look, go to AdamCarolla.com and see where the live shows are coming, because they are coming to a town near you. And go to CarollaDrinks.com and help support the pirate ship. Because again, what if I said something offensive and Mangria pulled its sponsorship?
Oh.
I gotta talk to those guys. Look, you don't want us being careful what we say, and we don't want to be careful what we say. So let's go kick some cats. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew, Chris Max, Pat, and Gary Halftart saying, mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.